This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Day and another dollar.
Well, maybe not a dollar, but 50 cents. It's Thursday. How do you do? I am Doug Steffen. She is Jennifer Horn, and her am Victoria. That's not good English, though, is it? But I wanted to distinguish the way that I introduced the two of you. The DJV program is on the air. Follow us on Twitter at DJV Show. How amazing is that? Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen is in the studio in Washington, extending herself and all of us with her sounds and her thinking. I want to say hi to the folks listening on News Talk 1580 W. Whoops, wait a minute. Back up, Doug. It's 1580 KGAL. You know how we do that every once in a while? Because I bet there's a WGAL someplace, too. Right? I don't know.
Hey, gal. I like it. Hey, gal.
Yeah. Yes, gal. She's making eyes at me. Okay. So I figure this is a good way for us to start with a story from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania today. Everybody ready?
Ready, ready.
Man who refused to complete a breathalyzer test because he couldn't blow hard enough without wetting himself should not have lost his driver's license, according to the judge ruling. Judge says that John Carlin of Lambertville, New Jersey, you know about those people from New Jersey, had a valid physical reason for not complying with the police order. He pled guilty.
He was drunk. Right.
Yeah. That's pretty much it, Jennifer. I think that's the bottom line.
That's actually really sad, though. If he does have a physical problem, can you imagine how embarrassing that would be if you're not drunk and you have to blow on it and you can't?
Was he found drunk, like from a blood test or something?
Well,
or?
He couldn't blow into it, so they couldn't figure it out. So they just arrested him, put him in jail, and he went to court. And it was obvious he needed to use the bathroom, but that was because he was drunk.
Now, is it his malady that he can't blow without tinkling, or what's...
Yeah, right, he was loaded up.
Imagine the birthdays? Yeesh.
Yeah. Happy birthday! Oops!
Yeah. Oh, whatever you do, don't wish him happy birthday.
No. Okay, jeez. So let's go to the state of Montana, where they're in a state of disarray. Today is a special election for replacement.
I know who I'm voting for.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. You probably vote for a Democrat, which is pretty unusual.
No, I'm going to vote for the body slammer.
Are you really? Good for you, Jennifer.
I
understand how you get frustrated with the police, but hello. If you're not familiar with what we're talking about, yesterday a fellow named Greg Gianforte, people listening in Montana, in Great Falls and Bozeman and those areas where we have stations, you know the story by now. There's an election today. He was charged by the police with assault yesterday after he body slammed a reporter. I always love this. The stories say he allegedly body slammed a reporter. Listen to the audio and tell us what you think.
To the CBO score, because you know you were waiting
this
to
is the report.
Make a decision about health care until you saw the bill and it just came out.
And what yeah, we'll talk to you about that later.
Yeah, but there's not going to be time. I'm just curious if you have
to speak
right
with
now.
Shane, please.
But you
don't.
Sick and tired, you guys. The last time you came here, you did the same thing. Get the hell out of here.
I don't know if that's alleged anymore.
Yeah. I didn't see anything.
No, right.
I'm pretty sure the 20 people with cameras who were in the room when it happened did, though.
You're just making it up.
So, would you really still vote for him, Jennifer?
Yep.
Jen is so funny because I feel like you are the least violent person and you are so respectful to people and you would never do that. And yet you would vote for somebody who...
Look, do I think it's right? No. Does it amuse me? Absolutely. I don't know if I would vote for him or not, but I get it. Where you're so tired of,
the
media.
Part of the job,
that's the
Jennifer.
Job.
Oh,
I'm sick of the man babies whining. Oh, the press, the press, the press. Well, that's part of your job.
Well, I whine about the press, but the reporter didn't show
that's
any
part of
physical
your job,
aggression
Doug.
At all. No, there was no threat. So when the guy grabs him by his neck with both hands and slams him to the ground,
all of the major
newspapers today in Montana have withdrawn their endorsement of this guy.
You think? Maybe it's because I used to like wrestling as a kid. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
I feel like there should be some Hulk Hogan music playing behind him.
Mm-hmm. It just seems, I think it speaks for itself, and I don't think we need to spend a lot more time on it. It just is one of those things. It will be interesting tomorrow for us to make sure, Kara, that I don't forget to find out what.
Who won, right. Right. Does it make a difference? This makes a difference. I'm pretty sure the people don't go out and vote for the body slam guy.
No, probably not. But yet, you know, there are those who want to keep the Republican. Although the Republicans clearly have a majority by how many in the House? Is it 14
by
or something?
Like 40.
Is it more than that? Is it 40? It was either 14 or 40. One of the other.
It's a big majority.
Okay. All right, so that's that story. The Pope. Here's something. And again, I don't know if I sound like a broken record when I make my references to the news media, but there's a picture of the Pope standing next to President Trump. Trump has an artificial fake smile. He's not good at smiling anyway. When somebody says, smile, his smile looks fake. Because I don't know. I'm not going to try to interpret what the
guy
is.
Do you want
to
get body slammed next?
Watch out, Spicer's coming for you.
But the Pope standing next to the president looks pretty somber. And I don't know, I've never really thought about how the Pope looks, because any picture I've ever seen of the Pope, he's always sort of in action. He's talking to somebody, or he's ministering.
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't think I've seen him stopped and posed.
No, just standing there.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but here comes the, I think it was the picture. It's a pool picture from the AP that, for those of you who don't know, the AP Associated Press. So it shows the president and the first lady and Ivanka standing there, and Trump looks pretty uncomfortable with a smile, and the Pope just lives, that's the look. If you've seen the picture, you're just kind of, But the real story about this trip isn't that picture, even though there are those who, you know, picture's worth 1,000 words. What really happened is that the Pope, in his leadership capacity, as you know, I've said I think he's the strongest and best leader in the world. He really went, I don't know if overboard is it, but both of them realized in their first face-to-face meeting that they needed to sort of address what went on last year during the election. The Pope said that he didn't think the border wall was a good idea and other things, and Trump said it was disgraceful. You know, all of that stuff went back and forth. So, as usual, the news media is, what do you think is going to happen here?
It must have been awkward for both of them, you know, for Trump and the Pope. I mean,
but if it was going to be that awkward, they could have easily skipped it. Trump didn't have to go to Rome.
Well,
the Pope
didn't have
to see Trump.
But I think it's really important that they both met with each other, I think everyone agrees. So I'm just, I think, like, okay, so maybe there was a momentary awkwardness, but I don't know. Yeah. This is, look, I'm not on Trump's side at all, but I'm just saying, like, there's two human beings who didn't know each other at all, exchanged comments or got stuck by the press making, you know, being forced to comment on something maybe, and then they had to meet each other after that. And think about any two human beings. If you say somebody to someone on Twitter and then they say something nasty to you and then you meet that person in person, it's going to be awkward for a minute.
That's the trouble with a flat screen. There's no emotion. You look at words and you interpret them and ugh.
And it's kind of the same thing, just on a world leader level.
I just got a different vibe from the whole thing. I think that was the attempt of being sort of somber. I don't think it was awkward,
but I
think when you meet the Pope, that you're kind of, I mean, you probably aren't all laughs and smiles patting him on the back. I mean, there's a tone of reverence and respect, and so you just kind of, you know, you're standing next to the Pope for crying out loud.
The Pope gave Trump an olive tree, which is the symbol of peace. And Pope Francis said, the president said we can use this after. The Pope said that he wanted everybody to know that the reason he was giving it is because he wants there to be peace in the world. And Trump said we can use peace. And then they spoke for a while in a private room. They exchanged gifts. Trump gave the Pope some books by Martin Luther King Jr. And then the Pope gave the president a medal inscribed with an olive branch, olive tree, olive branch. It was a very cordial meeting. Both have they conducted themselves as leaders and gentlemen. And that's really kind of what you expect, right?
Well, especially from the Pope. I mean, you know, I mean, you don't expect, yeah, but from a religious world leader, you wouldn't expect anything other than, you know, civility. I mean, you're not going to get into a screaming match with the Pope, you know, like that's, I don't know what anyone expected was going to happen.
I don't know that we're expecting, I think the news media, as usual, tried to make it out to be something that it wasn't. Maybe that's the way it was meant to be. A cordial, I don't know what it was meant to be because I wasn't there and I wasn't in charge, but I thought it was good and it was cool. And to make anything more out of it than that, I think is ridiculous.
Yeah, frankly. I think it's kind of, it's kind of hard to just dial in if we weren't in the meeting.
Right.
And it seemed by all accounts that it went well. And I think it was more about him asking. I don't know that they actually talked about any issues of consequence other than Trump probably going in and saying, look, I would like to see peace in the Middle East. How do I bring people to the table? What do you, I mean, those kind of things.
What are your ideas? Yeah.
Right. And I think Trump, as he walked away, said, I won't forget what you said, which... Who knows what that means? Mm-hmm. But, you know, maybe you don't. I think during that visit, Melania said that she, I guess we found out Melania was Catholic during that meeting to the Vatican, which I'm not sure we knew before.
Yeah. Well, I think it's good. All right. Here's something else that's good for us to think about. As I hear conversations here and there from time to time, we're tired. There's a report today about the addiction, the increasing problem of heroin and opium in our country, and how many people are using. There's another story every day about people having problems with drugs, being arrested on drug charges, and one wonders how we stop or deal with drug addiction and alcohol addiction. There's stories like this, people addicted to painkillers even. It's the whole
thing. That happens.
Seems,
that's a big part of the opioid addiction crisis.
Yeah,
it's terrible.
So if you have a loved one, a son, a daughter, a spouse, a sibling, anybody you know who's struggling with addiction, there is hope now. There's an answer that I have found. It's called Better Addiction Care. And if you or somebody you know has a problem, these folks will be there for you. You can start by calling their number, which is 800-212-3607. If you press 1 when you call that number, you'll be entitled to a free consultation so that you can get to the bottom or start getting to the bottom of this problem, if it's yours or somebody you care about. If you're hooked and you think that there's no way you can deal with your substance problem, that you're the perfect candidate, perfect person to call, 800-212-3706, Better Addiction Care. The choices are, there are a myriad of things. My son and I talk about this all the time, how many different things you can do to take care of yourself or to help somebody you love or care about take care of the problem. Better Addiction Care, 800-212-3706. This is not a one-size-fits-all approach. Individual care is their specialty. They'll listen. They'll offer opinions. They assess the situation. Better Addiction Care will get you into the right treatment. And for most people, insurance covers 100% of the costs of the treatment. So if you need to assess your life, save your life, or the life of a person you care about, Better Addiction Care at 800-212-3607.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend Bicycle.
Hello, it's your bike here. So about last night, sorry, I kind of just ran off with that bike thief. I just want you to know it's not anything you did. And I'm not trying to make excuses here, but I do have wheels. They roll. Anyway, hope you're insured. Also, your stolen grill says, hey.
When your stuff runs off, it doesn't pay you back. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Single hour of this program every single day. We focus on some good music story, music news, and certainly this week a lot of people, because of what happened at the suicide bombing at the Ariana Grande concert in Manchester, are wondering how to proceed with their concert schedule. And there are tons of people that are involved in this conversation, as you can imagine. Yeah, I would be shaken up if I were a musician and was going to go on the road this summer. Some of the artists are canceling their gigs and others are going ahead. Blondie canceled a concert in London for next week as a mark of respect. Was that this week or next week? You know?
I think that was this week.
This past week, okay.
Yeah.
It's going to be rescheduled. It's not, I mean, it was not really, it was canceled for the night. And then there's Take That, which is a popular boy band that comes from Manchester, canceled their concert in Liverpool and dates in Manchester out of respect, they said. And then there are people who said, nah, I'm not going to cancel. Shawn Mendes honoring his booking last night in Paris. So, I mean, I guess how far is too far? How much do we make too much out of this? Do you go on a schedule? And they put soldiers in England now instead of police at these venues. They got soldiers.
Yeah, and that's part of the raising of the terror level to critical, I think, from where it was before.
And it hasn't been this bad since that Gatwick bombing in 2000, was it 2004, 2007?
Yeah, and the soldiers are to increase security, but also just to allow normal police officers to do their own work and continue the investigation. Yeah. That way they're not bothered with doing security stuff.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I hate to be cynical, though. I mean, but you could have a million soldiers standing in front of the door, but that wingnut, you know, walking right up to the venue, it's not going to stop anything. Yeah. I think, as Kara said, though, I think it gives more resources and money to further the investigation, which seems like it's been speeding up because they have, I think, 7 people in custody, including the bomber's father, his brothers. Apparently, it was the terror cell that they broke up. And I think the fear is coming, or the not the fear, but I know you don't like that word, but the bomb maker still hasn't been caught. And so I think that's kind of the next piece that they're searching for.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not surprised at that at all. So, let's see here. I'm saying Celine Dion is honoring her upcoming dates. She's supposed to perform in Copenhagen and Stockholm and London and Paris in June. And she'll be at the...
she's
in
be
Manchester.
There.
Yeah.
At the
Guns
N'
Roses have stops in Dublin and Lisbon and Madrid, Zurich, Munich, London, Paris. They aren't making any changes. Phil Collins is supposed to play Liverpool's Echo Arena next week, and then five dates at the Royal Albert Hall, also starting next week. The week after. Next week, 1st of June is a week from today. And then there's Iron Maiden performing as planned in Cardiff, and then in London on this weekend as well. Onward and upward. I guess it depends on. It's got to affect people going. It's got to affect people who are going to perform one way or the other.
Well, yeah, one of the biggest things going on around London this weekend is there's a huge festival that they've been advertising, Big Weekend, which is done by Radio 1 BBC, and so they're still doing that, but I guess they've had to really, really up the security, and nobody's allowed to bring big bags, but I would be curious to know if people are still going to go to a festival.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's Morrissey, a singer, criticizing the officials in England over their response to the terror attack. He was the front man for the Smiths, remember? Grew up in Manchester, celebrating his 58th birthday when this event took place. He posted a letter on his Facebook page, taking a shot at the Queen and the Prime Minister and others, the mayor of London, the mayor of Manchester. He quoted Ms. May's statement, saying these attacks will not break us, before accusing her of living in a bulletproof bubble, saying she does not need to identify any young people in Manchester morgues. That's pretty strident stuff. But I can imagine people are upset about it. It's tough dealing with this sort of thing, and the immigration issue in general. 28 past the hour.
The Immovable Spot. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. More than 2,600 years ago, legends say that an incredibly selfless prince who gave up his throne in order to help others found a tree under which he chose to sit until he reached enlightenment. This man made his spot immovable. A still body, after all, is a still mind. He stayed in what he created as an immovable spot, and through stillness, he reached his goal. Through his example and his teachings, he brought love and compassion to people that still resonates with many today. The Buddha, or the Awakened One, chose to make his spot immovable, even if that elected immobility was temporary. A still body truly is a still mind. Be mindful that the more you can quiet your body, the more you will be able to quiet your mind. For more on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Want a bright start to summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the National Painting Week sale and save 30% on paints and stains May 19th through the 29th. With colors like cool blue, organic green, and daffodil, we've got everything you need to add a splash of color. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Speed Queen washers and dryers, built for commercial use and now available for the home, are designed to last over 10,400 cycles or 25 years. But if you're an overworked multi-kids 10 loads a week kind of laundry doer, these machines may only last 20 years, even with Speed Queen's commercial quality metal components. So buy a Speed Queen knowing you may be in for a mere...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The hour. Hi, it's the radio job of a lifetime for Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Boy, are they lucky to be here with me on the DJV experience. And then, of course,
we talk about it every day.
Do you?
I say, Victoria, can you believe you're here? She goes, I know. Can you believe you're here?
Can you believe it? All right, we have some business news to discuss. The Justice Department is suing Chrysler Corporation, claiming they have developed software as well as some of the other European motor vehicle producers that allow emissions that are illegal. EPA says that Chrysler didn't disclose software features in the Jeeps and the Ram pickup truck. So, there's a lawsuit. Claims the software allows these vehicles to emit lower amounts of nitrogen oxide as opposed to nitric oxide, which is what you get when you use Super Beats. So how... I can see hear people. Okay, wait a minute. Doesn't he tell us that nitrogen oxide is good for us in those Super Beat commercials? There's a bit of a difference between nitrogen oxide and nitric oxide. You don't want to breathe nitrogen oxide. Nitric oxide is good. Opens up your arteries. Nitrogen oxide will kill you.
You think that they could change the names a little bit so you're not at risk of killing
yourself.
Who
do we talk to? Who's in charge of chemical names and slogans and signs and stuff? Do we have any? Who's in charge of that? I don't know. Names. Mm. Right? So the Chrysler people say they weren't trying to cheat, and the lawsuit is illegitimate. And that's, of course, what Volkswagen said. After a while, they admitted that there was a problem. It's cost Volkswagen $2 billion to fix their problem, but then they have $9 billion in the bank, so I think they're going to be okay. I don't know about Chrysler. Chrysler's not owned by an American company anymore. Fiat owns them, but they are a major... So the Dodge pickup trucks are the best pickup trucks on the market, and even though I have Ford pickup trucks on my farm, if I were buying a new one now, I'd buy a Dodge. I would not buy a Ford. And one of the guys
there's something. I used to have a Dodge Durango. I used to love to listen to it start up because it would growl. It would go.
Yeah.
It sounded so mean. I loved it.
All right. So that brings us around to the next business story. And this has to do with something that we sort of all talk about. The business of selling drugs. I just did the commercial for the drug people to help folks lose their addictions. But is it any wonder that so many people are addicted to drugs? That the business, this is something that sort of, we've talked about how what the big food conglomerates are selling you to eat and how many of them are in some sort of collusion with the drug manufacturers. In fact, you can see some of the same people on the boards of directors of some of these big, huge food companies and the drug companies. So when you understand especially the health impacts of the drugs that are being sold because they're supposed to help people, and yet if you abuse them, they hurt you. And one of the things that is not studied much, but apparently there is a report out today about how ethnic minorities are getting a hold of, and I'm talking about Hispanics mostly, but I'm sure there are probably others in this group. There were some psychiatrists who were interviewed by the Minority Fellows for the American Psychiatric Association annual meeting. And the roundtable discussion focused on the special challenges and barriers facing ethnic minorities when it comes to the use of drugs and the mental illness that's created by them. See, I think that's something that isn't talked much about. It isn't a lot of fun. But yet, think about all the mental illness that we have in this country. We keep saying the mental illness creates the problem with guns and these people that go out of control, and as a society, we're not dealing well with mental illness. And one of the things that's not put together in the equation is how much mental illness is caused by abuse of drugs. And whether it's the person on the street who's on crack I stress the sort of knowledge, direct knowledge that I have. My son has been a drug and alcohol rehab counselor in L.A. for the past 4.5 years. And so I hear these stories straight from the shoulder, the treatment. My son is treating any number of dozen, 14 at a time of youngsters who are between the ages of 14 and 18. And what it leads, the continuing use of this stuff, he says by the time you're in your late 20s, most people are over this. They have learned and they're on to other things. But there's still a lot of people that are not able to even get off of these things because there isn't good treatment. And the more you stay on these things, the more mentally ill you are bound to become. And we have a prejudicial reality here. White people get treated before people who are black or Hispanic. Now, I'm not pointing a finger at anybody. I just think that it's an interesting, almost compelling conversation because of what we're doing to ourselves.
Is that a socioeconomic thing, like in terms of interventions?
Don't you wonder how people
more
who don't have a lot of money get a hold of all these drugs? Yeah. That's the question I think you're asking, Victoria.
Well, I was actually thinking more about the treatment, but you're right. I mean, to begin with, yes. Is it just because if it's some, rich white kid and then his parents find out that he's addicted to heroin and then they step in and send him to rehab, is that why white people have the statistic of getting treatment first? or is it a family dynamic?
I think a lot of white people
that
don't have any money to get treated. I think there's sort of some kind of an abuse in the treatment. But getting to the root of the problem, and that is, in my opinion, the ease at which people can get a hold of, go to your, into your parents' drug cabinet and get whatever your mother's on, and, pop a few of them and see what happens.
Take a lot of it, right.
Yeah.
And a lot of it starts that way, yeah.
And the number of drugs that are being pimped, you can't sit through an evening. Last night I watched TV for about an hour, and it was an old episode of Law and Order, actually. And there were five breaks in the hour, and every single one of them had a different drug. Every single break. And you can watch NCIS, you can watch any of the regular network shows. And they all, I guarantee you'll find at least two to three spots in every hour's programming that's selling drugs. And, speak to your doctor about Lyrica or whatever the hell else
there. With a list of 25 side effects.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. 15 seconds on why you should take it and 45 seconds as to why it will kill you. So why the hell would you talk to your doctor about taking it?
Yeah.
But obviously it's doing well because these people are spending billions of dollars advertising on radio, television, and in magazines and newspapers. Billions. So you got to know how much profit there is in it. And do they care about what the end use is? Why would they care? It's not about the who's using it. It's about the bottom line. And I don't criticize companies for that because that's what they're in business for. But for God's sakes, there's got to be some kind of awareness on the part of the average person as to how much pimping is being done for drugs. And the fact is that now doctors are getting paid a percentage of some of the drugs that they prescribe.
Oh,
that's part of the business.
That's one of the biggest rackets that people don't even realize now.
Right.
I mean, it's unreal what the drug companies are giving doctors. Vacations, cars, paying off their children's student loans. I mean, the list goes on and on. It's no wonder they say, oh, you need Lyrica right away. It's the first thing that they'll mention. Oh, here's a drug for you.
Yeah. Well, it certainly is worth thinking about. All right, one other business story, and this has to do with the continuing conversation about climate change. Wasn't it yesterday, Kara, we talked to the lady, it was yesterday, the American Family Farmer Show that I do every week. Yesterday we talked to a lady who works for the government that focuses on climate change and what's going on in our country and what the weather's going to be for farmers around the country for the summertime. And I think you were proud of me, Kara. I didn't go off on my usual tangent about climate change and what it really...
You did. You controlled yourself and had a civil conversation.
You're growing up, Dougie.
Thank you. So here's another focus, though, on nuclear power and how I've been a big supporter of nuclear power for a long time. I think it's good for a lot of reasons, but it's also bad in some circumstances, like the way we get rid of nuclear waste is to bury it out in the middle of the desert or in a mountain range or in up in the ice cap of Greenland. But because there's melting ice up there, some of the old military ways of getting rid of radioactive waste that were buried way down in the snow may be exposed again. Because it was thought at the time that there would always be snow and ice up there, so let's bury the rods up there. Nope. What do we do? I think there are all kinds of reasons. There are not only nuclear waste placed up in these areas, but there's also a bunker holding a huge catalog of seeds, the so-called insurance policy for the world's food supply. So if the two of them collide, in a sense, or are exposed together, wow.
Yeah. I hope they don't think that the ocean is an option because we already have enough radioactive fish.
Well, you also have all the other stuff, the plastic. What was it the other day? We were talking about the fact there'll be more plastic in the ocean than fish in about 50 years at the rate we're going.
Yep.
So gross.
So it is, and it's so irresponsible. And one wonders what people are thinking. Anyway, I don't want to. This has been kind of a downer. So.
Thanks a lot.
Oh, wait a minute. I got one more. Ready? This is an Uber story. Uber says that they are going to, Victoria, repay millions of dollars to drivers in New York City after shortchanging them because of a calculation error. Uber has been taking a commission from the full amount of the fare rather than the amount of taxes. We, you know, we take the taxes out and, what, the tips and stuff. The drivers were losing a larger percentage of their earnings, and somebody just figured that out. So Uber said yesterday they were going to send checks for tens of thousands of dollars to drivers that have been affected by the mistake for the past 3 years. And anyway, there's always a lot of criticism of them. And I think part of it is because they've become so fabulously successful. Isn't that when you get up to the top of a heap like this, you get so successful that people
want
to take
Well, they were so successful so quickly, too.
Yeah.
I don't even know if they even had time to adjust their business model as they kept growing so fast.
Yeah. I find them, whenever I use them, I like them.
Yeah.
I've never had a bad experience with them.
I haven't used Uber. I've used Lyft, but it's the same idea, and it's great. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So, anyway, there's this. Why do we always want to tear people down?
Well, in this case.
Well, Doug, you just.
They were doing something wrong.
The drug company.
Well, in this case, though, it's not. We're not knocking their business model or their idea because it's genius, but they were doing something wrong.
Think about it this way.
They owe each driver an average of $900. So.
Yeah, and they'll pay them. But think about it this way.
But they wouldn't have if they hadn't gotten caught. So.
Well, they didn't do it on purpose. Did they?
Yeah, they did. That's kind of the point.
They did it on purpose?
That's why they're admitting to it, yes.
Oh, I didn't know they did it on purpose. Okay. Yeah, then. All right.
Do you?
Listen to me. That's a good idea, Jennifer. It's 12 before the hour.
Hi, this is Leslie Segretti with a tip for loving your laundry room presented by Speed Queen. If you've been hauling laundry up and down stairs, why not move the laundry room closer to where the dirty clothes pile up? To start, you're going to need a pro to move the water lines, the wiring, and the dryer vents. Full-size machines can be stacked to save space or plan your new laundry mecca to include storage, ironing gear, and hampers for colors and whites. Learn to love your laundry room at speedqueen.com.
Want a bright start to summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the National Painting Week Sale and save 30% on paints and stains May 19th through the 29th. With colors like cool blue, organic green, and daffodil, we've got everything you need to add a splash of color. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, everybody. I'm lifestyle expert and mom, Raina Seitel, to fill you in on my best tips for getting your busy summer in gear. First off, I always keep a big supply of sunscreen and use trusted products with a long-standing reputation like Copper Tone. They've been leading the way in trust and transparency for 70 years. In fact, they ask independent experts to conduct an assessment to review its sunscreen testing methods so you can feel more confident about the sunscreen you choose. Plus, they've revolutionized a new form of sunscreen this year called Copper Tone Whip. It's rich and creamy form is easy to apply and feels light on your skin, leaving you wanting to wear it every day. Next, to stay connected, you need a reliable service provider like Straight Talk Wireless. With Straight Talk, you get the best phones, the best networks for less, with the largest, most dependable 4G LTE Plus coverage. Straight Talk's unlimited plans start at $45 a month, and you can get the latest phones like the new Samsung Galaxy S8. For more information, go to straighttalk.com and coppertone.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Three past the hour, Tech Talk time. We have three exciting stories for you today. Maybe four, if you really play your cards right. So we can allot 60 seconds to each one, Victoria. All right?
Okay. All
After, right. We allot 60 seconds to a reminder as to those of you who are hiring, those of you who have businesses, you want new people. I just hired somebody on the farm yesterday, as a matter of fact. ZipRecruiter helps me on the farm. It can help me on the radio. That's it. I actually, I found Victoria through ZipRecruiter.com. Put out the net, and there she was.
I said I was just looking for a new radio family.
Well, that's right. And here we are.
And then you guys adopted me.
Yes, isn't it sweet? 80% of jobs posted on ZipRecruiter get qualified candidates in the first 24 hours. What a recommendation that is. And then you don't have to fiddle around with emails and calls to the office to talk to the boss. Nope. You manage the candidates all on ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use dashboard. So find out how to use it. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That will allow you to understand how to use ZipRecruiter and the opportunity to use it free on your first round. Yes, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time. Get the best candidates, no matter how big your business is. This is the way to recruit the best people for the job you need to have filled. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right. IKEA has some new... I don't understand how these lights... You know, when you see lights that blink with noise, how the heck that happens? Is this an explanation of how that works?
It's very similar. Yeah, it's the same technology. IKEA now has smart lights that you'll be able to control with your voice through your at-home digital assistant, like Google Assistant, Amazon's Alexa, or Siri, which is the Apple version on the Home app. And so they're rolling them out this summer. They are available right now. They launched through Europe, and now this summer through the fall, they're coming to North America and South America. And IKEA, of course, always wants to have a low price point for things like this. And so you can start with their, they call it the Gateway Kit, And this is the Tradfry. That's the, you know, they have all the weird Swedish names for everything. That's the name of the light bulbs, the smart bulbs. So the Gateway kit features two bulbs, a remote control, and Gateway to access broadband internet costs, and it's all $79.99, and you can get a dimming kit for $27. So all you need to do is just hook up to the app, and when you come into your home and you say, Alexa, turn on the lights in the bathroom, if you have IKEA lights in there, it'll all sync up for a much more affordable price than what's currently on the market at Home Depot or Lowe's.
Ah, all right. There you go. That's tip number one. We were talking earlier about Uber stiffing their drivers in New York. I was trying to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
It didn't work too well. Apparently, they have, but the technology that they have, keeping track of all this stuff, I mean, I could see where they might lose it a little bit, but you say they did it on purpose. And that's when somebody, how did it get caught? That's what I want to know. What sort of software technology caught the error?
I think that some of the individual drivers said, wait a minute, I was supposed to make X and I'm really only getting Y. And I think they got together.
Now, how long has this been going on?
Maybe since the beginning of Uber. I mean, earlier this year, they already had to deal with a separate lawsuit for something else that they did. They've had a lot of problems. The Federal Trade Commission, that's what it was, earlier this year, said that they were misleading drivers at how much they could make. Yeah. So it's false advertising in a sense.
Aha. All right. And what do we have tonight? There's a television show that will... So this is the last day of spring sweeps. So This Love Actually show, it's a half hour at what time?
It's NBC's Red Nose Day, which raises money for juvenile cancer and things like that. And so the Love Actually short film, it's called Red Nose Day Actually. That's that we've all been talking about. It already aired in the UK. It airs tonight during the Red Nose Day fundraiser, which goes from 10 to 11 on NBC. I don't know specifically what time it airs, but obviously if you watch it somewhere within the 10 to 11, it's basically they're catching up with all the characters from 2003.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that'd be cool.
It looks great.
All right. I saw a website that I thought you'd find interesting called Cairo, CAIRO.com. It goes through neighborhood supermarkets, not the big chains, but what's on sale at neighborhood supermarkets and neighborhood department stores, if there are any left in most big areas. Yeah. They have their little, like in my town, we have little villages, and there are specialty stores in these villages. And you can find what's on sale there. I think there are probably other things, but this is one that you can apply. But I think it's kind of a cool thing. I always like to see what's new with useful websites.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.